time. Yeah. Making a difference. One cup at a time.
So be sure to grab your tea, grab a seat, and tune in to Miss Liz.
Tea time, making a difference, one cup at a time.
I don't like that pause, but I know that it is pausing. I'm going to fix that because I'm like, that's like 2 seconds of a pause there, right? I just noticed that. I was like, no, we're not doing that. It's because last year I used to put the 1 minute videos in, but this year I am doing something different. I'm doing the press releases for all of my guests out there. So this afternoon, I want to thank everybody for joining me on Tea Time. If you haven't followed Miss Liz on YouTube, please go over to my YouTube channel and give that a quick subscribe and ring that doorbell, because if you ring the doorbell, you get notified when all these incredible tea times go live. If you want to know more about Miss Liz, you can check out the website at www.missliz'steatimes.com. And I want to give a special shout out to Jacqueline Zicola for giving me this incredible guest this afternoon. And we're in the background and we were talking just like little cousins are, just gabbling away. And I'm like, oh, shoot, we need to go live. So let's get going live here. But I have the incredible Tiffany Lofar joining me today. And we're going to be talking about stop beating ourselves up. That's what we're going to be. And we're going to work on stop beating ourselves up. We're just going to spill some good, strong cup of tea. We're going to talk about tenderness, energy, and action. We're going to talk about her tea today, because that's what Miss Liz does, is we bring Tiffany's tea to the table. So again, we're going to get the disclaimer out there. We're going to get a bio, and then we're going to get Tiffany in here, and we're going to spill a TEA with all of you guys. Share, like, and follow, and welcome, Wendy. Thank you. I do see you. It is a pleasure to see you here. Disclaimer for Miss Liz's Tea Time live show. Miss Liz, myself, is going live using StreamYard. Before leaving a comment, please grant StreamYard permission to see your name at StreamYard.com. Please be advised that the content brought forward for any Tea Time show hosted by myself, Miss Liz, is always brought forward in good faith. However, may bring forth dialogues and opinions that are not representative of my platform. The facts and information are perceived to be accurate at the given time of airing. All Tea Time guests and audience participants are responsible for using their good judgment in taking any action that may relate to the discussion. The content brought forward may include discussions for some where they may be emotionally at risk. It's significant to know that this show is engaging in discussion forums only to offer and inspire awareness and connection, and is not providing therapeutical advice. If you have any questions about the disclaimer or the panelist discussion, you may freely contact me, Miss Liz, through my email at bookingmissliz@gmail.com. Moving forward, should you choose to voluntarily participate in today's show in any aspect, I myself, Miss Liz, welcomes you. And should you decide that this show is not made for you at this time, I respect those wishes, and we'll see you at a later show at a later date and time. And again, we're going to do the same as what we did last season. We're going to be doing tea times on Thursday. If it's not a Thursday, it's a surprise tea time or a returning guest that's coming back for a second cup of tea with Miss Liz. And those are done on Monday and Tuesday. So now a little bit on Tiff. Who is Tiff? Well, let's see who Tiff is. And I'm so glad that she's wearing her flower, because Tiff Lofar is the one with the flower in her hair, is a positive, intelligent coach for business owners, particularly women who have families and want to take back their time and bring more fun into their lives. She supports her clients as they stop scarcity. I'm not sure if I'm saying that word right. I'll get her to say it because I don't like to mess up words. Thinking in its tracks. She helps them discover how being mentally fit is a key to creating a business that supports a fulfilled life, a life with plenty of time with family and for who they want to show up to each day as. Tiff offers amazing tools to enhance strength, upgrade skills, and transforms lives now. Tiff is energetic, personable, brimming with ideals and possibilities, empathetic, and a cheerleader, celebrating every step. She loves taking inspired action, knowing that none is perfect. She provides a supportive environment to help you realize success is yours today. She loves to say, the power to change is at your fingertips. Are you ready? Say yes, because here comes Tiff, and we're going to spill some tea today. So let me get Tiff in here. Welcome, Tiff.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. And it's so fun to say, oh, Miss Liz, this is just delightful. Thank you. I am so excited, and I made sure that I did have my cup of tea for tea time. I was like, yes, I did it. This is awesome. Thank you for having me.
Tiffany, before we get started, can you tell me where I was struggling? I had that word.
Can I say, I am so grateful for you reading that, because I'm thinking, I'm going to rewrite that. And of course, we did talk about the beating ourselves up. The word was scarcity. There's that plenty versus scarcity. And I find words to be so powerful, and to choose words carefully. And I'm thinking, I'm going to rewrite that. So thank you for the inspiration. But, you know, some of it sounded pretty good. I'm like, all right, nice. Yes. I do have a flower in my hair, and I am, you know, woo, energetic. And I'm here to support the women who are ready for me. And even if you're not, well, I might show up anyway. And then you're just going to laugh.
Right. I'm knocking on your door anyway. Not let me in.
I'm just going to make the offer. Okay. Then you make the decision. So there you go. Here I am.
I love it, Tiffany, because you know what? Sometimes we got to knock on the door, right? We got to say, hey, let me show you a little.
Exactly. You got to at least check it out.
Right? If you don't knock, you don't know. You live with regrets.
Right or downer. Like, I'll do my best not to be like, wait, Liz, what did you just say?
We're taking notes. You're taking notes. I'm taking notes. We're the note keepers here, right? Because this is what we're doing. We're doing a real life tea here. We're bringing in stop beating ourselves up. And sometimes we need that other woman to say, you know what? Whoa, what are you doing?
Thank you. Exactly. And again, with using words, maybe it's not the sexiest thing to say, stop beating yourself up. But I wish with all of my heart that I was the anomaly of these thoughts in your head sometimes that just are a little less than positive. And why do we do that to ourselves? And okay, fine. If you want to go back to millennia ago, where we had to have a certain set of mindset in order to actually survive. Okay. But we live in this incredible modern age. We have all of these amenities, all of these blessings. And it's so crazy because it's almost like the brain is like, well, I don't have to worry about wild animals attacking me at any given moment, usually. So I'm just going to make something up. It's like, why do we do that? And then we don't even give people the tools to say, if that does happen, here's how you handle it. So that's why I am so delighted. And I am excited. At some point, I want to share my number one tip for when a thought pops up, or a situation happens, or someone says something, or the unexpected occurs. My God, how are you going to handle that? Because you deserve to be able to handle that. You can always handle your own stuff. We got to stop beating ourselves up, thinking we're not good enough, we didn't do enough. Just saying that makes my heart like crunch a little, like, ugh.
Right? So, Tiff, you said something. Wild animals are not always chasing you. So do you have wild animals chasing you?
Well, I like the disclaimer, right? Because I have sweet cousins all over the world, including Alaska. And there are some wild animals right next door to them in Alaska. But even in Arizona, even I live in the capital city in the land of 10,000 lakes. I live in St. Paul, Minnesota with my family, and it's fabulous. And we actually do have wild turkeys and an occasional wild coyote walking through our neighborhood. And last year we had deer. So, you know, it's just kind of the wildness is going to happen every once in a while. But the vast majority of the time, it's okay. But then our brain will just make stuff up. I don't know if we feel we need the drama, the excitement, but there's a difference between life that's, oh, it's just life happening, and the stuff we make up that, again, puts us down, beats ourselves up, tries to stop us from being our best selves. And so I'm going to go on just the bittest of a tangent and say, here's the deal. We have a mind, and the mind has all these thoughts that flood it all the time. And a lot of times those thoughts aren't that great. And we might think that that part of us, which in positive intelligence we call the judge is that judgy. And we think that's trying to protect us. And after being a positive intelligence coach for a while, it's amazing. It's not even that the judge, these thoughts are trying to protect us and keep us safe. Okay, maybe, but there's a horrible caveat to that. I think I'm using that word right. Is that there's an exception. It is only to keep us barely alive for that day. Well, that is no way to live. If every day at the end of the day, all these thoughts, I didn't do the things I needed to do, or I didn't reach out to someone, or I didn't take care of myself. My gosh, self-care. That's not beating ourselves up is a fabulous form of self-care. But at the end of the day, what is your brain, that part of us, call it the ego, call it the judge, call it that part that says, well, I kept you alive for today.
Yeah.
It's not even about being safe and secure. It's just you're breathing. Good on you. What? So I just want us to be aware of the fact that we are truly built for more than just getting to the end of the day going, well, I guess I'm breathing and I'm alive. Okay. So there's a little more to life than that. There's a lot more to life than that. And I'm here to help people celebrate being in the now today, because this is where the power is. And here's the end of my little rambling tangent, because I just love the fact that, does the past have any power over us truly? No. And we don't know what's going to happen in the future. I'm a terrible fortune reader. I will never be able to read my tea leaves and say, this is what's going to happen. But I can say today, right now, I am fully present, because it's a gift to be with Miss Liz. So thank you.
Well, I just think you're a hoot. Like, you know what? I'm going to just use that word. That word was given to me last year by a couple of my guests. They were like, Miss Liz, you're a hoot. You know what, Tip, you're a hoot. You know, we got to start finding our hoots in life, and we got to start hooting around, right? And we got to start making a difference and start cheering people on and making that impact.
Yes.
You know, give that voice of, you know what, I do it too. So let's all hold hands and say, you know what, we all do it too at times, right? We all put ourselves down. We all self-doubt ourselves. We all are hard on ourselves. And let's just start hooting and changing it.
Right now.
Let's be an owl and let's just start hooting, like, you know, hoot, hoot, like, you know. But I want to get back, Tip. I'm going to take you all the way back now, because I want to take you back to when you were a little girl, because there's a reason why you're doing this today. So I want to know a little bit about the little girl of Tip. Who was Tip as a little girl, and who is Tip today?
You know, I usually do have a picture of myself as a little girl. I don't have it currently, but who is she as a little girl? I love that question. Because, I love toys. I love toys. I love to play and have fun and sing and dance and be silly. And there's something else that I'm just trying to, I did love cookies as a little kid. And I still really love cookies. Tea time for me was cookie time. Rare occasion with great aunts as a little four-year-old. I would go to someone's house. And I do remember they would, every once in a while, they'd make me sing "I'm a Little Teapot."
Oh, and I was that's my signature song.
Okay, right? And now I think it's cute, but at the time, you know, I'm a 4-year-old. I just want to eat the cookie. You're gonna make me do a song and dance for it. Fine. Okay, you know, I'm doing it kind of, and I'm not doing it half-heartedly, but in my mind, I'm like, but isn't it crazy? I would give anything to go back in time and watch myself or be a part of that again with those great aunties. Like, do the little teapot. Okay, here's your snickerdoodle. You know, it's like, yay, cookie. So I just love playfulness and being silly. And I thought when I started my business, this is going to be the best thing ever. And I just took all of that and threw it out the window and got real serious and super like, now I'm Tiff Loeffler, businesswoman. And guess how much fun that was? Not a lot of fun. So I'm happy to say that I'm on a trajectory now of, you know what? I need to have some fun. So yay. You can have fun and build a business. In fact, it's imperative. You need to play in business.
Absolutely. You have to. Yes. If you know, if you're so strict and so folk, like, so no. Who wants to come and sit and have tea with you, right? Like, nobody. You know, we want to have some fun. We want to have some enjoyment. We want to have a good conversation. You know, let's be real. Let's be individuals. And let's say, you know what? I like to sing and dance and eat cookies. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are singing, dancing, and eating cookies right now. And that's what we need to do. You know, Tiff, I want to get into what got you into the field of the work that you do.
I just love being a cheerleader, and I love being supportive, and I love, because I don't just say to someone, I think you're awesome. You can do anything, because I'm just saying it to be nice. Like, I feel it. I do. I feel it because I know it's true. And yet, we're going to talk about beating ourselves up. There are many ways to do that. And one way is to be in a job that you don't like, but you don't believe in yourself enough to move forward. And I was in a job that I just really didn't like, but I just figured this is the best I can do. And it was to the point, even as positive and peppy and happy as I am, there's still that kind of undercurrent of, and I would complain. And being a chronic complainer is just not a good thing. Thank goodness I had a fabulous friend. I still do. Her name is Terry. Hi, Terry. And she said, you need to talk to a coach. I know a life coach. You're going to, and she didn't just ask. She said, you are going to connect with her. And I went, okay. And her name is Grit. And she isn't a coach anymore, but she was amazing because, and I remember it as if it was the week before Thanksgiving in 2017 on a Friday, the Friday before Thanksgiving in 2017, the boss called me in early in the morning. I got there a few minutes early. I was so excited. Well, there you go. And he called me into the office and he said, you know what? To this day, I don't know what he's referring to of what I did. I would like to let the audience know. I am happy to say there was no embezzling. There was no anything other than he knew I was miserable. I was never going to leave because I was loyal to the company. And so he basically said, get out. I mean, it wasn't even up. And I was like, okay. And it didn't hit me. I did my one Jedi mind meld. I'm like, well, okay, I'm coming back on Monday because I got to finish up some things. I can't leave the other people in a lurch. And I'm surprised he agreed to that, but he did. So it was that Monday I left, and I'm crying to Grit in the parking lot of my second job, which was at Macy's. And I will always remember that amazing moment where someone dropped everything, held space for me, was empathetic, sympathetic, but also saying, you know, all right, you're going to have this moment, and you're going to be okay, and you're going to move on. And I knew this was the best thing that ever happened to me, finally being free. But to have the support of a coach in an expected, because she was helping me figure out how to leave, and the unexpected, ooh, it happened. Now what? I think that's where it started. And then I can go pretty quickly. I decided to take a plunge full-time into Macy's. I finally did a full-time. It was called Story. I think they do still have some stores. It was fantastic. I loved it. It was a crazy ride. I was in it. They're like, we're going to give it 2 years. I'm like, yes, I was the assistant manager. I applied for manager. I was getting ready to, actually. And then they called me into the office and the head of the store. And I love telling the story just because, I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Hi, I need to see you in the office right away. When is that ever a good thing? Okay. And sat down and he started saying legalese that made me think, oh my God, what do they think I've done? Are there police outside? Because he's like, we adhere to the highest integrity and honesty. And I'm like, yeah, right? I agree. And at the end, he goes, I am so sorry. The department's closing in 30 days. And I was like, oh. And have you ever had that moment where it's like, no, I really thought I was finally, after all these years, on that trajectory? Like, it's happening, the career and the people, and I see it for myself. It's like, yoink. Bye-bye. So, then 2 weeks after that, a little something in the middle of March 2020 happened to us collectively in the world. And there were some things going on. And we're all trying to figure out our way. And in the fall, I took a beautiful course, and it was about coaching. And I had, of course, remembered how kind Grit was to me. I thought, this is it. Oh, my God, I'm going to be a coach. This is going to be the best ever. Oh, my God, I'm going to change lives. Oh, my God, are they even going to pay me for this? This is the woo! When do I get started? So that's how that all started.
I think 2020 really opened up a lot of doors for a lot of people. You know, there were some people that lost their businesses and lost hope and were discouraged. But then there was that other side of people that were like, oh my goodness, the door has just opened. I figured out what I'm meant to do, my purpose, my life. Oh my goodness, I need to go through this door, not that door. I'm always going this way. Why am I doing that? 2020 kind of just opened that flame and said, try it. If you don't try, you don't know, right? Because everybody was trying in 2020. And they were just saying, like, where do I go with my business? How do I survive with my business? Do I pivot my business? Do I close my business? Do I open a new business? There was a lot of things going on in 2020. It was a busy time of the year for a year for everyone out there. So I'm really glad that 2020 hit you and it woke you up and it said, hey, you got to be a life coach. You got to get on the purpose here. Yep. You know, sometimes that's what we need, right? We need to stop beating ourselves up, like you said, right at the beginning. Like, you know, what am I doing wrong at this job? Why am I still here? Can I do better? Can I be sooner? Can I be later? You know, we ask all these questions. All of us out there, we do this, you know? So I want to get into, because I have a question here from a viewer, and they want to know what the flower represents.
Oh, let's see. When I was at that job at Macy's, and I still love Macy's. I still have friends there. I decided not to continue in a different department. When I started working at Story, I can't remember what day it was. It was early on. I think it was in May. I went to Joanne Fabrics. I love to go there. And for some reason, it just caught me. They had a flower with a little clip. And I thought, you know what? I don't like the way my hair looks today. I'm just going to throw that in. And when I went back after lunch, so many people said, oh, I love the flower in your hair. That is, oh, it just makes me happy, you know, or just it makes me happier. That looks so good. Or, oh, that's cool. And I like it. And I'm like, oh, I like it too. And so I wore it the next day. And then more people commented and I started to change it up. And I've had flowers this big in my hair. I've had an entire bouquet of this winter. I love doing poinsettias. I love having a bouquet of poinsettias in my hair. And what does it represent? I think it just represents just that fun, that playfulness, that brightness that I just like. And I recently went through some papers from college and I'm like, oh, wow. Someone wrote to me. We had become friends and she lived in Korea. So I have this cool letter, you know, from South Korea. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And in it, she wrote, oh, and I completely forgotten that I used to wear bows in my hair when I was in college. And she wrote, oh my gosh, I just love that you always wear a bow in your hair because it always makes me happy when I see it. And even just saying that, I'm like, oh, wow, cool. So if it makes someone happy to see a flower in someone's hair, then I'm your girl. Here I am.
I think, you know, we overrate flowers sometimes, you know, the simple things, the little things bring us joy. And you wearing a flower brought happiness to another person and then to another person, you know, it's, and a lot of times what we see on other people, we might not have the courage to do ourselves, right? So we might not be able to wear that flower because we're like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. But power to her, right? Let's start encouraging people and saying, you know what? I really like what you're doing. I like that you're different. I like that you're serving, you know, the authenticity and the real raw cheerleading effect. Because I don't think we have enough of it in the world, Tiffany. I don't think we have enough cheerleaders out there. We have a lot of the, you know, people in the crowd going, boo.
Where are the cheerleaders? They're the naysayers. And they try to be cheerleaders and they're naysayers. It's like.
Yeah. And, you know, we got to get rid of that booing crowd in the back and saying, you know what? Pay attention to cheerleaders because cheerleaders are going to come and give you a show, right? We're going to come and entertain you and we're going to bring something different to the table. I want to bring something different with your tea, Tiffany, because I just feel like you're such a playful little child. So I want to go back to the little girl again.
Okay.
I want to go back to the cookies. Cookies equals tea time. So did you like spend time? I might get a little emotional, but did you spend a lot of time making cookies?
And there is one of those where, man, if I really could go back in time, one of the few regrets is I wished I would have gone. And I remember making cookies mainly with my mom. I loved my grandma. My grandma made it to 100. God, she was amazing. And it was just a few years ago. And it doesn't. And I just want to say, you know what? And here I'm bringing that up. You brought it up. And I love that you brought it up. Because you know what? Grandmas never live long enough. I don't care how awesome their lives are. It never. And we get to have. I mean, I'm cheering up right now because it's just like, ugh, it's like, why is it that crazy life that we have it and then we have to part ways for a while? It's just like, ugh. But you know what? Now this is why it's so And I just mean it because I just know it. It's like when you're in the present moment, guess what? That's how you're building memories that you can bring back to you vividly instead of can't really recall anything because you're always having your mind on something else. And I remember my grandma made pizzelles, these really thin cookies. They're like wafers, and I always love them. I just thought they were so cool. I never learned how to make them though, but whenever she made them, I was like, give me nom 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 nom. So it was like, you gotta eat those pizzelles. I need cookies. And I just love any thoughts of when I get to bake with people. My mom, I love baking. It's like the best for me. Like right now, I'm practically salivating. So I'm like, oh, next week I'm going to make some chocolate cookies. I'm going to figure out, I'm going to put in those. M&M's have these new mini M&M's, but they're peanut butter.
Oh, yes.
They're so tasty. And I'm like, okay, I can put those in there. And then I have some M&M's that are mint flavored. And oh, I want to put some of those in some other ones. Like I want to experiment and have fun with that. And here again, am I taking the time to do that? I'm going to make the time because most of the time, I'm not. And what's up with that? That I'm not taking the time to play. When kids are playing or kids say, I'm working on something. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but like I've seen sometimes parents go, no, honey, you're not working. You're playing. No, it's okay. That's their work. Like,
yep.
My playtime is serious to me in a good way. I'm working hard in a good way. And why is it when we grow up, we're like, some things we still do, like people still go skiing. That's why I love sports so much. I'm not like a sports person. I don't know any statistics on any of the ball games that are going on, but I love that that's a form of play, and there are other forms of play, but are we doing it enough? I just feel we just need to get into that play of let's go out and do some things that are fun for you.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it.
Well, I think Tiffany, that's what, and the reason why I wanted to take you back to the little girl is because as a life coach, we're playing, we're getting to know our clients. We're getting to know, you know, what is it in them that they want to live for? What do they want to stand on for? What do they want to change for? And you mainly work with women. So I want the women out there and the listeners out there to understand that, you know what, we sometimes forget to play. We forget to be that little girl that was baking cookies with grandma or with mom and that. And, you know, and grandparents were our life coaches. They were teaching us lessons. And that's why I always go back to the little girl who and the little boy. Who were you as a child? Because it's the upbringing. Some might have trauma in their life, but some might have some really good memories of that person and say, you know what? That really changed my life. And that's what coaching is all about, is if it's changing your life, do you really want to work with somebody who is playing, or do you want to work with somebody who's working all the time? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
So, and I think
bringing that up,
you know, and I just feel that, like, I just feel that presence with you, Tiffany, where you're that coach that, you know, let's have some fun. Uh-huh. What did you do when you were little? Like, what did you like to do? Like, did you like to dance? Did you like to sing? Okay, let's wiggle it a little bit and let's get that stress out there. Okay, now let's work on what we got to work on. You know what I mean? Bring some play into it. And that's what I get from you with the flower in the hair, with the bubbly cheerleading. And you know, I just feel like you're really a playful person and we need more of that. You know, let's take away all the seriousness. There's so much seriousness in the world. And is this seriousness really making a difference? Or is it the playing and getting to know people and understanding the patterns and cycles of baking cookies and experimenting with cookies? You know, you can make cookies out of anything. Like, you know, throw some gummy bears in there, throw some gumballs, like, you know, make it playful. It's like Mother's Day when your children bring you their first breakfast that they make themselves. I remember my kids, they made me this horrible breakfast, but I ate it and I enjoyed it. There was Fruity Pebbles, there was broken eggshells, there was they're like, mommy, but we tried to do the bake. And I was just like, okay, it's good, but we're gonna just leave it here. Thank you for trying. You know, you take a few bites and you just kind of move it over to the side because some stuff you can't eat because it's raw, or you know, or it's not good for your body. But
you just do what you can and you celebrate it.
Playful, right?
Yeah.
It's understanding the playful of life. And it's like you said, when parents go to their kids and say, oh no, you're not working, you're playing. playing is working because you're building up the mind and the creativity of understanding where you want to be in life, right? Do you want to be an entrepreneur? Do you want to be a writer? Do you want to be an artist? You know, do you want to be a doctor? Do you want to be a lawyer, teacher? Listen to the children when they're playing. And I get that from you, Tiffany, is that you are really a playful child and you're still a playful adult. And you bring that difference to the table, right?
Back to it.
And that's why I did that, because I feel like before we even went live, you were being hard on yourself. And I was like, don't do that. Let's stop that, you know? And I think sometimes we just need that encouragement from another person saying, you know what? This is what I bring to the table. And oh my goodness, I forgot a little bit of what I'm bringing.
That is brilliant. Seriously, that is brilliant. And if I may, yes. Because on the surface, people can seem one way. And I am pretty much this also. And also, when I decided I was going to be a coach, I signed up for all of these things thinking, okay, I'm going to sign up for all of these things and invest in myself. And you know, this is what they're telling me. And that is a good thing. And I highly recommend everybody invest in themselves. And also know that you are amazing. And I ended up, and the reason I'm sharing this with everybody, because I don't know where you are, that you've had, sometimes things happen to you and sometimes you make mistakes.
Yeah.
And for me, I try to be careful to qualify it. So again, try to make it a cute little nutshell, but it's not very pretty. Because I took out a whole bunch of credit card debt and, you know, I was promised by all these different programs, all these things, that all this stuff was going to happen. And let's just say it didn't turn out as well as had been hoped. And then comes the beating myself up, like, how could I have been so stupid? I'm never going to get out of this. The world is up. And then that didn't help with having any fun because... Yeah. And so kind of in the middle of that first year of all of that, I had so many beautiful friends who said, hey, Tiff, there's this thing called positive intelligence. You should totally sign up for it. It's this free grant. And you're so positive. This is right up your alley. I don't even know why you don't know about it. And I'm sitting here like this. Yeah, that's great. Thanks, everybody. I'm totally going to check that out. And inside, you know, I'm just like, one more. I don't care if it's free. I'm thinking all these horrible, if you want to talk about beat yourself up thoughts, I'm embarrassed to say it, that I had more than one time where it crossed my mind, would it be the worst thing to step in front of a bus? Like, that's how bad I looked at my situation in my life and just saying, I don't know. And of course I had family support. Of course, you know, just, we can say it's just the thought or,
yeah.
But I think that's another reason why now I'm really passionate. I want to get the power of positive intelligence out and help as many people as I possibly can. I know that I can because those thoughts are a lie and yet they can take hold of you. So I wanted to share with everyone, this is the first thing that I learned from positive intelligence. And it's very simple. Like, let's say there is any thought that pops in and it's a beat yourself up thought, or maybe somebody is saying something to you that's mean, or maybe there's a situation that's a little hard to handle. And this is just the beginning, and beginnings are powerful, to simply take your thumb and index finger. And I might invite you to join with me if you like. And since we're not driving, we can close our eyes for a moment too, but I want to demonstrate it first. And you just take your thumb and index finger and you lightly rub them together with just such attention. You're giving it attention and you're admiring your own unique fingerprint. And then you can close your eyes for a moment as you do that and just really tune into the feeling of your unique fingerprint as you take a breath. And this is all you are doing. You take another breath. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And it's like, okay, what did that? Okay. It is so powerful because while you're doing that, you ceased to give that thought or that situation or that person. And sometimes you can't close your eyes. Maybe you're in a meeting. You don't have to do this up. You can have it like under the table.
Well, you know, close your eyes for 30 seconds.
Right? You're ready to close your eyes. Okay, if you can't do that, you know, adjust as necessary, people. But optimally, if you need to go somewhere and just have a moment and do this and take a breath. And what that does is that creates a new neural pathway in your brain. Because if your thoughts and your mind, but your brain is beautiful and it's only 3 pounds, you can lift that. Mental fitness, it's all good. And just do this as many times as needed. And what did it do? It gave you a new place from which to move forward, not from that place of that thought. Because if we're going back to beating ourselves up, we are giving our thoughts the power over us instead of, did you know that we're able to take control of our thoughts at any time? I mean, we really are. And it's so amazing to me for myself that I will let thoughts go on autopilot just in the background, like, and they're not great.
Yeah.
But at any time I could say, wait a minute, I don't like that. Okay, hold on. All right. And however many times you got to do this, or find some other way, and people can connect with me and I can help with that. I just love being able to, like that, be able to. And it's powerful, and I just wanted to share it because it is amazing that we all have the power to change our thoughts, and we don't have to beat ourselves up ever because we're freaking amazing. Yeah. We're talented and all things amazing, just beautiful. And the moment you say that.
Tiffany, I think it's really empowering what you just did. You know, for the listeners and viewers out there, the ones that are listening through the audio, you know, maybe take them through that step. Because they can't see the video of us rubbing our fingers and closing the eyes. So take them through the audio of the voice of how they can do this for a few seconds.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. Whenever you have a thought or a situation that is not supporting you, that is negative, that is bringing you down, I want you to pause as best you can. Find a moment to take your thumb and index finger, and you are just going to lightly rub your thumb and index finger together with such a tension that you feel your fingerprints. And as you do that, we're not introducing any new thoughts. We are not trying to analyze whatever thought came up. We are simply going to take a breath and admire our own unique fingerprints for a moment. Whew. That's it. We are just amazed by the texture, the temperature, whatever attention we're giving to it right now. And just take a breath or two or three and breathe in deep from the belly for a moment and release it fully. And when you do that, you have brought yourself powerfully to the present moment. And I love this. They call it a tactile PQ rep. I just love it. It's just rubbing those fingertips together. And sometimes you might be starting fires with it. It's like, ah! But
yeah, you're rubbing a little too hard.
So you just roll it down. Do what you gotta do. You gotta do it. And I just so appreciate it because we can get so easily caught up in a thought and it just runs and runs and runs and runs and spirals and spirals and spirals down when we can stop it right in its tracks. That's that scarcity, even with thoughts, like let's not have this scarcity of beautiful thoughts. And now I have a chance to introduce something else and I get to choose whatever thought that is. And it takes practice.
I really love the rawness of this tea time because, you know, the words that you gave me for your tea. And if anybody would like to check out Tiffany's poster with her little teacup, her tea is there. You'll see it on the little tea tags, all of my guests, what tea they'll be serving me this year. And you gave me the word tenderness. And when you gave me the word tenderness, I knew that there was some form of movement or technique that you use to bring yourself to the present moment. And I think it's very simple. You know, we sometimes forget how simple little techniques and tools can actually help us get through the day. You know, when we're going through those thoughts and when we're self-doubting ourselves or being hard on ourselves, just take that moment and just do the technique that Tiffany just showed us, you know, and share with us. You know, and then the second word you gave me was energy, the energy of us rubbing those fingers and the action. It all works together, right? I think it's really important that we start paying attention to what works for us, the tools and tips that work for us. And I love when tea times teach Miss Liz something. You know, I get those moments where I'm just like, oh my goodness, I could have done this a little bit better. I could have put that a little straighter. I could have put a different color. You know, we all do it. We all do it out there. And, you know, thank you for giving me that tool, Tiffany, because I'm going to use that tool. Like, I think it's amazing. And we can take 30 seconds of our life and rub our fingers together And I love that it's touching our fingerprints because it's the fingerprints of who we are.
Yep.
You know, it's not rubbing somebody else's finger. It's rubbing your own finger and understanding that you matter too. Like, it's really empowering, that little tool. Like, I think it's really, really deeply inspiring as well. You know, like, I would have never thought of rubbing my two fingers together. You know, it's like tapping or humming. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, writing, and we find different ways of releasing that stress and those thoughts. So thank you for that, Tiffany. Like,
my pleasure. I'm so grateful that I had those friends who referred me to Positive Intelligence. And I just really appreciate that community so much. They are incredible. And for any coaches out there, check out Positive Intelligence because they still have their grant going and it's just amazing. And I, Miss Liz, forgive me. I didn't ask permission to plug that before our,
No, go ahead. This is your tea time, girl.
Well, I mean, I could talk all day about it, but I just love the creator of Positive Intelligence. His name is Shirzad Shamin, and he wrote a wonderful book. He's helped so many people and I'm so grateful that if I could, because I know we're not quite done yet, but to have a parting thought, like if you ever are wondering, oh, I don't know, should I really tell someone something that I'm doing or something I'm offering? Am I going to come off as salesy or, you know, or it's just, does it, I just want to let people know, like, we're here to share what we know. That's it. Yep. Like, that is all. And if I don't know what would have happened if, because it, sometimes you need more than one person. So I had different people saying, positive intelligence, you should try this, you should try, just give it a try. Look at how, I mean, I am just ecstatic about it. I mean, I'm just like, oh, I'm out here telling everybody about it and sharing it and leading groups through the experience of positive intelligence. And if they hadn't have taken the time to care enough to say, hey, I think this could be a good match for you, that's all it is.
Yeah.
It truly is, it's just, I have this for you. Possibly, let's just look at it and see what you think. There you go. That's it. I could have said no. I'm so glad I said yes. Either way, someone thought enough of me, and you out there who are wanting to share something with someone, just share it with them. There's always a right time. Just get out there.
And if you don't share it, how did they ever find out about it?
Right?
You know, that's what we talked about when we first started the show, is if you don't knock on that door, how the heck do you know what's going to be on that door? You know? You know, you might get that no, but then that no might get you to three yeses afterwards because it pushed you to get to the next door, you know? And I think that's exactly what you do, Tiffany, is you bring people to that door and say, you know what? Let's just try it. It might work. It might not work. It's like all of your friends who encourage you to try this. And it was your cup of tea. And you were like, you know what? Let's get that out there. And there's no sales marketing or anything. It's a service that you bring. It's the purpose and your why in life. So sell it. Be proud of it.
Right.
Like, you know, my guests here, they can, you got books, you got programs, you got services, you got workshops, and share it. Because if we don't share it, how do we know about it? Right. So Tiffany, I want to ask you, I know we're not at the end yet, but I think the universe is just kind of pushing us in this direction that we need to get it out before the end of the show.
Okay.
So, Tiffany, do you have workshops? Do you have services that people can reach out to and connect with you and all of that good stuff? Let's get that out there.
Okay. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you went on mute, girl. What happened there?
I don't know. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. I don't know what happened. I am available for a one-on-one consultation. No obligation, great information. And I love alliteration and rhyming. I'm so excited this is recorded because I want to go back and hear what I just said. I'm like, wow, did I do three in a row? Awesome. I do host workshops, and I am putting some together. I am working on a weekly because I want to have a place for people to just be able to hear about what I'm about, and when the time is right, connect with me even further. What I love about what I help people experience with positive intelligence is this is not This is not something that's out of the realm of possibilities, either financial or time-wise, because it's only 45 days. It's that beginning part. And I just love that. I just love sharing that. And we all have time and resources to do what we place value on. And I get that sometimes we can't see that. It's okay. I don't know where I'm going with this, except I am going to now say I could beat myself up right now. I could have that horrible judgy voice come in and say, well, you didn't have that set up before Tea with Miss Liz, and now she asked you, and now you don't have anything to show for it. What's wrong with you? And that's on a good day. No, but my point is, I have with these tools of positive intelligence, they call it the sage. There's the judge and there's the sage. That sage mind that is who we have always been. That's our little girl, our little boy, who is that beautiful, innocent, playful, happy, I'm here on earth to be a delight and to be in the delight of others. I mean, that's who we always are, always will be, never changing. Like, our core is excellent.
Yeah.
And that part of me just said right away to that judgy voice, because I would love to say, 45 days with me and you're never going to have a judgy thought again. Oh, I would love to be able to say that. But what I can say is that you're going to have the tools to tell that judge, so you're over here, you're over there, me here, and I'm here with my beautiful sage voice that said, yeah, you know what, Tiff, but you are preparing that. Isn't that wonderful that Miss Liz mentioned that? Because that is in the works. And meanwhile, people can always hop on a call with you. And I have groups going on all the time. I love it. It's just my greatest joy that I get to have these experiences with people and lead them through this experience. And at the end, there's this transformation that is pretty much guaranteed as long as you just hang out with me. Just show up. Let's just go through some stuff. It's going to be awesome. We'll have some fun. We'll laugh. We'll cry. Then we'll laugh again at the fact that we're crying over what? I don't know. But so there's my ramble for that. But do I stand strong in the fact that, yes, I will gladly meet with anyone, and we will see how this could be a possibility for you. And yes, I'm working on workshops. I love being on summits. I love speaking. I love hearing the sound of my own voice, but now I'll turn it back to Miss Liz so I can hear the sound of yours. I love yours too.
Tiffany, I love you. Like, I just love you, girl. You know, I love the words that you use. You know, you were beating yourself up and then you turned it to a positive. I loved exactly what you just did. And rhyming is so much fun. Let's rhyme a little bit. And that's playing, right? It's that nursery rhyme again, you know, tic-tac-toe, give a dog a bone, like all of those old nursery rhymes, like bring it back. Let's have some fun. That's what I got from you, is that, you know, I seen you beating yourself up. I wasn't saying anything. I was listening, because I learned from my guests, because I have my guest on here for a reason, because I want to learn too, guys. I want to understand too why we do these things. And by having a guest, we're having that mirror of saying, okay,
yeah, it's
this
true.
Is what you're doing. This, oh, okay, Miss Liz is putting me, like you started off, Miss Liz is asking me all of this, and But Tiffany, we're always working. We're always playing. We're always creating.
Exactly.
You know, and you can't just say, you know what, I got a 45-day thing and it's going to change your life forever. We can't promise that to anybody, because it might work for a while, but then that person will say, you know what, those thoughts are coming back again. Oh, do I need to take another 45 days? Absolutely. Go take another 45 days with Tiffany. Like, you know, these are why we have these different workshops. These are why we have these different platforms and workshops and programs and services out there, because it might work for a while and then we fall down and we got to get back up. It's like the flower in your hair, Tiffany. You got to plant the seed. You got to water it, and then you got to watch it bloom. And then the flower, it dies off and you have to start again. You know, it's the rebirth of a flower. It's the rebirth of blooming and creating that we have to continue on all the time. And I'm getting so much from this tea time from you, Tiffany, because you're mirroring so much in me. And I'm saying, oh, yeah, Yeah, I have this coming. I have this coming. I'm working. Oh, maybe I should add some play to it. Maybe I should add some fun to it. You know, maybe
I'm like, yes, right.
And maybe I need to throw those M&Ms in my cookies. You know, like, I think it's really incredible how a conversation, an open conversation, can open up so many doors and open up so many avenues and say, you know what? I'm not doing that yet. Why am I not doing it? You know, ask these questions. You know, Tiffany, you're a real reflection of a lot. And I love the word story. You talk about the job word story. I don't know about the story. So,
oh yes, it's and it started in New York, and what I loved about it, and I still love it, and still a shout out to Macy's because I think it's awesome. That they acquired this concept of story, and they brought it to different stores, and the entire room, the entire department area changed, like all the decorations and a lot of the different merchandise, and they had different events all the time. And you know what? They gave it a go. And I'm so glad you brought that so I could bring it to a close and say, I am so grateful and lucky that I got to be a part of it in that time frame. You know, I'm sure things are in development, as you know, all the time for new and improve things. But for that time that I got to be a part of it, it was amazing, life-changing. And I am so grateful. And I look back on it now. I mean, of course, I was sad when it ended, but how wonderful that I got the opportunity and to look at all of those experiences. So that story. And now I'm going to shift quickly into a different story. And it's just, I love that word story, because stories are powerful. And guess what? The stories we tell ourselves. Forget the naysayers out there. I'm here to take a bold stand to squinch that inner naysayer, that self naysayer that anyone has. Because when you do that, as I am every day getting stronger and better and all of that, I mean, sure, I have my moments. We all do. But to be able to have the power to say, get rid of that inner naysayer, then there is nothing that can touch you. And that's so powerful. And to be in the present moment. And I love this technique of rubbing your fingertips lightly together. Hey, if you need a moment, like, because also it just reminds us to stay grounded in our bodies. Like, we have bodies on this planet. We are here living this life, and we need to be present and in our bodies and living. And on a final note of playfulness, I did not bring her with because she's currently getting a hairdo, but I also have a puppet. And I would be remiss if Playful Tiff did not mention her puppet. Her name is Pink's Puppet. And here is a picture of her. And this is for Miss Liz. Pink's, thanks, you're great. She wasn't able to be here live today, but Pink's thinks you're great. And she really appreciates that I got to be on the show. So anyway, Pink's Puppet, she has her own Instagram channel. And I'm just excited about her as well. So she'll be doing more in 2024. More in 2024. There's another rhyme. It's like, be more in 2024. Live more in 2024. We've had a few crazy years, ladies and gentlemen, and now let's live it. Let's just say, all right, we're all made for more, beautifully, with ease and flow.
Absolutely. And I am so, so happy that you have a puppet, because I am looking to do a puppet show for tea time. And
what?
Oh yeah. Like, I have a couple people that have puppets that have been on Tea Time. Jim Price is another one who has her Harold in the Hood. He's a purple snail. I think you and Jim need to get together. Oh yeah.
Oh, social
skills. We bring education to the table. And you know what? The kids out there need to have puppet shows, and that's grown adults. I'm an adult. I'm almost 50 and I love puppet shows. So you know what? There's a lot of things. There's another, and the universe is connecting us for a reason, Tiffany. You need to really check out Jim. I'm going to connect the two of you guys together, because I think that would be amazing to have a puppet show for tea time with Miss Liz. Miss Liz has a lot of surprises coming this year. I have a lot of things that are coming that are going to bring the little kid out in you as adults. Let's have some fun. Let's play this year. You know, but let's teach some educational awareness that our stories do make a difference. And you just never know who you're going to have tea with, right? So any final words that you have, Tiffany, for all the viewers out there? And I am so glad you have a puppet. Like, I am like over here. I want to check this.
Hey!
Check out that channel. I'm going to check out that channel and give that a quick follow. So anybody out there, what message do you have for them today, Tiffany?
I have a message of, and I like to use the word powerful love. You are so powerful and wonderful, and you are amazing. And I say this because it's true. And you have every right to say all the things that are wonderful and fabulous and incredible about you, all of your talents, all of your skills. You have so many talents and skills that you are just maybe now beginning to see. Maybe you've been cultivating them for a while. I am so excited that you are here on the planet right now. I mean, I am. It's like the fact that we're all here together, we are here to build something absolutely incredible. And it can be so easy that I can say all these things and we could hop off this call and I'll have a thought pop up like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. And what were you thinking? Or what are you like? And you could spiral down to a thought, but just to be able to just always bounce back, because it doesn't matter how many times you stumble. I really appreciate the analogy of a baby learning to walk. We've all seen it. We know it. And it's so cute when you see a baby getting up and falling down. And maybe once in a while they do a little cry, but most of the time it's just like, oh, I fell down. Okay, I guess I'm getting up again. And what do we all say? Yeah, baby, you can do it. Get up again. Oh, you fell down again. That's okay. Here's some help. Oh, you got to do it yourself. Yep, you're going to do it yourself. Okay. Oh, you fell. I mean, it's just that constant stream of cheerleading and you can do it. And there is never a moment where we say, God, kid, give up. I mean, I just don't think it's going to happen for you. No, I mean, we're never like, you really need to have a lot more experience first before. I don't know. There's some courses you could take. Maybe here's the manual. So read this first and then see how it goes. No, we're always just like, go out there and live it. And the baby gets up. And then when they finally take those steps, you know, and they are just feeling the most amazing, like, I'm so amazing. And what do we all say? You're so amazing. And why are we doing that every day? Like, I'm gonna, and you know, you're inspiring me again, because I've heard people say, you know, you get up in the morning, it's like, yeah, I got up this morning. Like, what if you just get up the morning going, oh, I stood up, yay me. And like, give yourself a little cheer, because hey, guess what? You can be your own best cheerleader. And also you can contact me and I can be your cheerleader too.
Absolutely. You know what? We really need to start cheering ourselves on. And yes. I think you the just gave it to us, right? And the babies, we don't give them books on how to walk. We don't tell them, you know, and we absolutely do not tell them, no, you got to wait a little bit before you try that again. You know, they just get up and do it again, you know, boom, down. And, you know, it's like crawling, right? Rolling over. Like, we really need to start bringing back the little child in ourselves, the inner child that live in within us, and start cheering ourselves on as adults, because that inner child lives within us and that cup lives within us. And Tiffany served a really good, strong cup of tea today to all of you guys out there. I am so proud and honored to have her on here. And I am so glad that you have a puppet, because I've been looking to bring back playtime with tea time, you know. And you talked about baking cookies. Let's do some cookies. Let's do some puppet shows. Let's really get out there and play. You know, for anybody that would like to know more on tea time and you would like to check out all these incredible guests, go to the YouTube channel and check that out. But I want you to check out Tiffany, because this is Tiffany's tea. Tiffany's tea is tenderness, energy, and action. So who doesn't want to work with Tiffany, right? So let's get Tiffany out there. So Tiffany, if you would like to give everybody the shout out, how they can reach you, where to connect with you, and all that good stuff. And then we're going to wrap it up and we're going to get ready for tonight's tea time.
Okay, fun. Thanks. I am on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. And I love connecting on all those platforms. I love connecting. I will be happy to provide a Calendly link for you, Miss Liz. So if people want to hop on a call with me, I love that. I have an awesome friend. She's helped me create a website. So it's tiffloffler.com, TIFLOEFFLER. I'm excited. Cause that's fun. So many ways to connect with me, and yeah, absolutely message me. And I am very happy to see how I can, I mean, I am all about, again, this, thank you for giving me a chance to celebrate how fun it is to cheer people on and just say, yes, you're amazing. And yeah, those thoughts are going to come up. Whenever those thoughts come up, we can handle it. You got this. You're amazing. Keep at it. I got you. You rock. And Miss Liz, you rock. I am so excited I got to be here today. This has just been tremendous. And where did the time go? I'm like, what the hour? What? Okay. This has been so fun.
Well, thank you so much, Tiffany. And I really want to thank all the supporters and listeners out there. If you're watching the replay, please push #replay. Let me know where you're tuning in. I always like to know where you guys are coming in from. If you have any questions and you would like to connect with Tiffany, to work with Tiffany or have her as a guest, you can reach Miss Liz as well. And I will connect you guys for that as well. And I just want to thank everybody for being here, because without you guys, we can't do this, right? We can't get that awareness out there. So it works with all of us to make a difference. So share, like, follow, subscribe, do all that good stuff. And you know what? If a tea time resonates with you and it's going to help you, give Miss Liz a little shout back and say, you know what, Miss Liz, thank you for that tea time, because I always like to know if it's making a difference in your life as well. So I will see everybody back here at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the second tea time of today. And we're going to be doing some sounds and healing with Robert Alexander. And he's going to be coming in from Life Rhythms. And we're going to talk about radio shows, music, and all the important stuff that we don't talk about much about. So we'll see everybody at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same place, same time. But we do serve you a different TEA tonight. So I'll see everybody then. And I will be back to give you some more strong teas tonight.